Previously on D&D&D.
I made a vegetable stew that we're having in bread bowls.
The masters are coming.
The masters are coming.
This is never a good sign.
Loot the bodies! Loot the bodies!
It's like gator teeth necklaces and shit.
Oh, there's, I take one like, of those.
Fletch stops you and sees in a boggy clearing the wagon.
The wagon.
Team, I see it.
Through the vines burst lizard creatures.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But you've charmed the big fat frog. Everybody roll for initiative. The order of the combat is Juno, Fletch, Flack, Margarine, Lizards, Zabbis, and then Frogs.
I take a moment to contemplate because the Lizards are attacking the Frogs, which is good. I'm going to move halfway down the bank and use my longbow to shoot at the nearest Frog.
Okay, and you have advantage
what
on this roll.
Fuck, dude?
Oh yeah, roll again.
Thank you.
Roll the three.
14.
14 misses.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Juno.
But close.
That's high.
The arrow sails very near one of the frog people and catches the attention of one of the nearby lizards.
Okay, well, Fletch will move next to Juno and fire with his longbow at the lizard that caught their attention.
Okay.
So 17?
Plus proficiency.
17
plus proficiency, which, okay, I hit him.
Okay.
Cool. Eight.
Plus your dex.
Wow.
Oh, so that's 12, right?
Plus 4, 12, yeah.
Cool. You hit the lizard square. It's hurt.
Oh, it's hurt. Hurting. It's hurt.
The Flack.
Yeah. I emerge slowly but confidently and approach the frog king, the frog warrior king. Good evening, friend.
It just croaks.
Oh, fuck. Hey, frog guys.
You burn another spell shot.
I mean, yeah, there are frogs all over the place because we kind of follow these guys around.
Excellent. I'll need your services once more. Could you please translate the following back and forth between me and this my good friend, the frog warrior king here? I assume you call him headmaster or something of the sort.
He's the croak lord.
Oh, croak lord. Yes, my good friend, the croak lord. Tell him good evening, dear friend. Tell him that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And they croak back and forth at each other. He says, who are you, compelling, beautiful, tiny person?
I am of the Swamp Lords. This is what you're going to tell him, frog guy.
I mean, that seems suspect, but...
Yeah, do you think he won't go for it?
Because you're dressed like moss or frogs.
I'm kind of mossy. Oh,
let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
And then he translates. So he said, greetings, Swamp Lord. I am Norm Bogman, the Croak Lord of the Bullywogs.
Norm Bogman!
I know you're... That's your turn. That's enough conversation.
Oh, fuck!
It is now Margarine's turn.
Norm Bogman. I'm going to use my... Is it a free action to talk to somebody near me?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to ask...
Within reason.
Yeah. I want to ask Flack what I should do.
Oh, hey.
Flack, what's your directive?
I don't know, man. I got this frog guy. He thinks we're...
Should I go after the frogs or the lizards?
Oh,
lizards.
I like the frogs. Yeah, I say go back.
Go after the lizards?
Yeah.
All right.
I think.
It's our funeral.
Margarine aims towards the one that just got shot.
Sure.
In the gizzard. The lizard gizzard.
The lizard gizzard.
She's going to throw her dagger.
Okay.
A dagger. 16.
That'll hit.
Awesome. Dagger's going to be a d4 plus 4. 6.
Okay. That lizard is not doing great.
Oh, shit. He's got so much HP.
Then I'm going to use my cunning action and hide back as a pita rock.
Make a hide roll.
18.
You successfully hide as a mossy rock.
And pita.
The lizard that just got hit with a dagger is very confused because he got shot out of nowhere and then daggered out of nowhere. This lizard has had better days.
I'm nervous. I don't think we're supposed to be attacking these lizards.
So he just attacks one of the frog creatures, which he... bashes over the froggy head with a big wooden club and then bites with his lizardy jaws and then tears a big piece of froggy flesh out of the big froggy neck, and then that frog dies.
Oh, shit.
The other lizards throw their javelins at respective frog people, hitting two but missing the big frog. Those frogs are hurt. So now there are two hurt frogs and the croak lord still alive, and four alive lizard people.
Wait,
no.
Isn't he king, or he's the croak lord?
He's the croak lord.
Oh, croak lord. But I'm the swamp lord.
You're
lord
the swamp lord.
Okay.
That or has... so you've led him to believe. Now it's Zabbis's turn.
I will use my crossbow and fire at one of the lizard people.
Mm. Ooh.
19.
That'll hit.
9.
Ooh, okay. The croak lord croaks a big croaking croak, like a... and then it echoes. And then there's a bunch more croaking, and then 3 more frog people show up.
Yes!
Reinforcements, hopefully?
Frogs.
Ribbit.
The other two ribbit, attack the lizard people, but they miss. Juno.
Juno was thinking that by attacking the frogs, they'd maybe be seen as, you know, nice people to the lizards, but now that there are all these froggies in here, he's gonna attack one of those lizards as well, using his longbow.
You missed? I'm gonna go out on a limb here.
Do I get to roll again for any reason?
Roll a 4?
No.
9.
That's not gonna do it. I'm sorry, Juno. No, what'd you roll there?
14. It should be a 19.
That would have done it.
His anger, frustration roll.
Use it.
I'm gonna use Ensnaring Strike on one of the other lizards that haven't been hit yet.
So it's 18. A strength.
God damn it.
It's a well, all right, you're gonna hit with the arrow.
Okay.
But it's a strength check, right? It's not ensnared, but you're still going to hit it with the bow.
Oh, 8.
But it's not ensnared. It breaks free of the magical vines that extend from your arrow once it's hit.
I use that, right? So that...
Yeah, but you have one more spell. One more spell slot. You can still cast Ensnaring Strike.
Okay.
All right. Now it goes to Flak.
Hello.
Yeah.
tell my good friend the Croak Lord we've got this taken care of.
Make him call all of them off.
What was that, Rock?
Make the croak lord call everyone off. Have them all run away.
Oh, I don't think he can control the lizards.
Not the lizards, the frogs.
Oh, but then we'll have the lizards to deal with.
We're already dealing with the...
You guys are doing pretty well with lizards.
Yeah, no, let me take care of these lizards by doing a little bit of a dissonant whisper.
Your spell is ineffective because it succeeded in its wisdom throw.
On fail, doesn't it still take half the damage?
Not on a natural 20.
Oh, you got a natural 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's super sane, guys. It's like, fuck these whispers. But it says that in Draconic, but you don't know.
Oh.
All right, it moves on to Margarine.
God damn it.
Can I make a bomb?
Can you make a
a bomb?
Can I I'm make not going to say no, but probably not in the swamp. What do you... Well, what do you have?
Because I have oil.
Okay.
I have a string.
Okay.
I have an iron pot. We could totally, like...
We can make a crock pot bomb.
Yeah.
A pressure cooker.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have fire stuff. I have a candle, tinderbox.
I'm going to say if you want to make a bomb, you have to spend one turn making the bomb. What would... Yeah, exactly. What would Margarine do?
Margarine wants to make a Molotov cocktail.
Okay, roll a... Ooh, boy. What do you have to do for this? No, I think this is more dexterity, because, like you're, like, putting things together.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not hard to be, like,
yeah,
oil burns. Like, yeah. So,
I mean,
yeah,
I did it.
Dexterity check.
Yeah. 6.
You spill
did I make
the
a bomb?
Oil.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Not all of the oil. So there's, like, you spill some of the oil, and you're kind of, like, nervous, right? So you're, like, shaking, and you spill the oil, and you're like, oh, I don't know. And then that's your turn.
Cool.
All right.
Sure.
And then can I cunning action and hide myself again?
Yeah, I guess technically you could.
All right, I did it.
Yeah.
Shame.
Out of shame.
Okay.
A 19.
Now it's the lizards.
I made a shame hole and crawled into it.
Another lizard comes out of the woods. They're still after these frogs, but they all missed. So
there's another lizard.
There's a new lizard.
Jesus.
They all miss. One of the lizards goes over to the most... The new lizard, though, goes over to the most injured lizard.
Oh, no.
And, like, checks on him and, like, says something to him in Draconic. That's it. That's their turn. Now we go to Zabbis.
Okay. I'm just going to fire my crossbow. 10.
So that'll miss.
These rolls.
Oof. Frogs. Frogs attack the lizards. One of the frogs kills the most injured lizard.
Cool.
Yeah.
With a froggy... bite. Another frog calls out in froggish, and from the swamp emerges a giant toad.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh,
God.
It goes back to Juno.
Juno is feeling so down about his ability to hit anything. He's going to try, instead of his longbow, his ensnaring strike against the nearest lizard.
Okay.
Drown that bitch.
You're going to have to move closer.
You can use it with the bow.
Oh, okay.
You can cast it on the arrow.
Oh, okay. 15.
That hits.
Yes.
Whoa.
And the ensnaring strike works.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
Yay.
So it is roll for damage with the arrow.
So 7.
Your arrow flies forth from your bow and lodges itself in the nearest lizard. Once it does, magical thorny vines erupt from the arrow and wrap themselves around the lizard and squeeze tighter and tighter and tighter.
Huzzah. I'm so happy I hit something.
I think all of us, all of us should just be like,
I turn to the right and say, hey, nice shot.
Was that Juno?
Was that Juno?
Yeah.
I think that was Juno.
It's Fletch.
Is that literally the first time you've hit a monster? Yeah.
It is.
The only other strike you've landed was the sucker punch in the bar.
I successfully pulled Margarine out of a river.
Oh, I remember.
I'm just going to shoot a lizard that's not ensnared. Is it 15? Yeah.
15 hits.
Okay, cool.
Ooh.
1.
So 5.
Okay.
The arrow hits, but doesn't seem to do much to slow down the lizard. But now it is kind of like, where are these arrows coming from? Those two lizards are like, what's up with the woods here? So now it goes back to Flak.
I'm out of spell slots, and all I have is a rapier. I have a spear I picked up.
Ooh. You do have a spear you picked up.
I'm going to hurl that spear at the nearest injured lizard man.
Okay.
Throw the 18.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you hit.
Yeah. What's the damage for a spear?
It's an 8.
It's a 2.
Okay. That is a hurt lizard. This is the ensnared one.
Oh.
That you hurt.
Okay.
Oh. Martrin.
Okay. I'm going to go after the second weakest lizard.
Okay.
With a sneak attack with my dagger as well as a regular attack. We're going to do that 20. It is a 20. Not a nat, though.
Oh, then yes, that'll hit.
The sneak attack is a 2, and the attack is 7.
That is a very, very hurt lizard.
Oh! Jesus!
And
we just need the frogs to hit him.
Now we go.
And I want to hide.
Cunning action is neat. Keep hiding, and nothing can go and attack you. All right, now it's...
I'm Pina!
It's lizards. Lizards rush into the woods in the direction the arrows came from.
Crap.
Here we go.
And the two unhurt ones. And they find Juno and Flak, or Juno and Fletch, and they...
You gotta come up with a nickname for one of the F-boys.
They slash at you with their jaws, but they miss. Okay. However, their big heavy clubs hit. Juno, take 3 damage, and Fletch, take 6. Now it goes to Zavis.
Does Ray of Frost do damage?
Yeah.
Can I cast it across the river?
Does that freeze the river?
That's not that powerful.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
You make a ranged spell attack. However.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
What is however?
When Zappas tries to cast her spell, instead of a small ray of frost.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Sparks, little magical sparks kind of sputter out from her fingers. And then suddenly, giant bolts of lightning erupt.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
Observe my powers!
4 giant bolts of lightning erupt from her fingers, spreading out in different directions, completely shocking and burning and killing 2 of the lizard folk.
Oh,
the other 2 just kind of go off and kill 2 of the frogs.
Which lizard folk died? The ones ensnared or the ones...
No, the ones by you guys.
Yes. Oh, by us. Oh, yeah. You saved us.
Yay!
And the remaining lizard folk freak the fuck out and start to bow towards you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, you can be the lizard lord and I can be the frog
lord.
Lord.
No. The lizard lord.
Let's broker a peace between our people.
Oh my God, let's do it.
It's the frog's turn now, and they're going to try to attack the remaining frogs and the giant toad.
Wait, what?
The remaining frogs and the giant toad that appeared with
now
them.
Now attack.
Who are they attacking?
Turn. They're attacking the crazy magic fucking creature that just killed 2 of the frogs.
Wait, I killed 2.
I thought you said that the lizards rushed over and killed frogs.
No, the lightning killed 2 frogs.
Oh, it sounded like you said.
Yeah, you said the lizard killed.
No, I misspoke.
No, there bolts of lightning. It was a pronoun, but yeah.
Okay. 4 bolts of lightning erupted from Zavis's fingers.
Got it.
Killing 2 lizards and 2 frogs.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
The lizards freaked out in response and bowed towards Zabbis.
Okay.
Now it's the frog's turn, and they're going to try to attack Zabbis.
Oh, shit.
It might be time to turn on the frogs.
Yeah. Zabbis, you take...
Dude, no, I can't speak Draconic.
6, 8 damage.
Oh, no. What about the lizard that's ensnared?
That lizard died.
Okay, so we're left with one lizard. Okay.
One lizard. Loyal subject.
Okay, so we don't attack.
So now it goes back to Juno.
Don't you fucking dare kill that lizard.
Yeah,
he worships
this. This lizard is bowing
like a
god.
Know. Don't take this from me.
We're in a weird situation.
Wait,
here.
Is a lizard a small beast? That lizard? Or is that, is that like the frog?
There
man?
Are lizards around in the swamp.
Okay.
I'm still in my shame hole.
Juno is feeling a lot of gratitude that these two lizards were taken down. He's going to move down closer to the wagon and take aim at the remaining frogs who just tried to attack Zabbis using his longbow.
Oh, boy. This is a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, no!
No,
what
it's not.
It?
It's just a 5, so
it's not going to
do 10.
It. Yeah, that's not going to do it. Ugh. The arrow sails over the frogs' heads. Fletch.
I'm going to move up forward, shoot the blind toad with a 1.
Oh, no. These rolls are so bad tonight.
Okay.
This is kind of a fun miss in a way because, there's a frog person riding the blind toad.
What?
And when you miss the blind toad that bad, you hit the frog person.
Oh, great.
So roll for damage.
Okay.
Because that's funnier. Let's be honest. If people are going to be like, oh, well, that's a critical miss, you should miss. No, it's funnier hitting the other.
6 plus 4, so 10.
Oh, okay. You kill that one.
Good job.
Okay, just knock him right off the blind.
Okay.
Cool. Flack.
Okay. Frog guys, I need you to translate for me to my good friend, the Croak Lord.
All right.
Okay. Tell him to tell all frogs to stop this madness in the name of their king. All
right, they croak back and forth, and then the Croak Lord, bellows out croaking sounds to the remaining frog people.
Yeah.
And they kind of look at him like, what? Are you sure? They look at him, and they kind of relax, and they're like, really?
And then I see that, and I start giving the frog king, a shoulder rub just to remind him of how charming I am.
Let's see what they do
on
their turn.
They're very confused by that. So,
are they aroused?
Not aroused.
Confused that they're aroused.
Well, no, because I guess this is kind of
the swamp.
This
lord.
Is kind of the end of the combat because they're not fighting you anymore, and the lizard is thinks Chelsea's a god.
Exactly.
So, I guess combat over.
Yes.
We won.
Yay.
But now you've got these frogs and this lizard to deal with.
What about the big? What about the big guy? The big blind frog. The big toad.
Well, he's kind of bumping.
We need to be
shit.
Careful what he says. To
Can
the
he
king.
Talk?
The big no.
Frog guys, tell the Croak Lord that in exchange for our services of ending this destructive conflict between you and the lizard people, we'll just take the items in this lily pad log and be on our way. We'll also take that lizard man off your hands because we'll just take him and have. Zabbis here, just keep an eye on him.
All right, I'll tell him.
And then he tells him. The frogs seem like this is, you're leaving? That seems like that's kind of what we want. Either you leave or you're dead, so.
Great.
Cool.
Okay.
But that's
the... You look in the wagon, and meanwhile, the lizard is, following Zabbis around. saying things in Draconic.
Guys, I can't. I can't understand.
Can you ask your little frogs if anyone speaks lizard?
You can ask the lizard.
Hey, frog guys, so I'm going to talk to some lizards now, but don't worry, I still think you guys are the coolest, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, lizard guys, any lizard guys in the house?
Are you?
Hey, lizard guys, could you please communicate to this this bewildered lizard man here and ask him what he thinks of my good friend Zabbis here, this fine, attractive young elf boy.
Oh, yes.
The lizard kind of crawls up onto the wagon and looks at the lizard person. And they kind of hiss back and forth.
My dear friend here says that magic is most revered amongst his people and would like to take this powerful being back to his king for discussing about magics.
Zabbis, don't go.
I know. I
Sounds risky.
It does, because I feel like... Okay, ask if my other friends can come.
Can we come?
We're a team.
We're a team. We have a song and everything.
We're a team, apparently.
Fletch said it.
Yes. You can have safe passage amongst the lizard folk because of such your powerful magic that killed two of his brethren.
Yeah, makes sense.
Logic. Right. Okay.
Okay.
How do we feel about this?
Well, I think
let's
first
get
we should
the
okay, well,
go
let's
the
get
wagon,
this stuff.
And then we'll come okay. back. We'll circle around.
Is it submerged enough that we need to get it out with rope? So can we just get
what
into
if
it?
What if we tie it to the big blind toad and have him pull it out for us? Or the...
Oh, they're gone.
Oh.
They pieced.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They pieced because you were like, we're going to get out of here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. They really took us at our word.
And then, well, he was charmed. Like, you charmed their leader. Ned Bogman or whatever. Ed,
Ned?
Whatever
Ned
his name Bogman. Whatever his name was. That was his name.
His name was Norm.
It was Norm Bogman.
Norm Bogman.
The Croak Lord.
Ned Bogman is next in line
yeah.
the throne of Croak Lord.
Hadley how?
I don't know, guys. This lizard is making me kind of uncomfortable.
Hey, you're the one
I
who
like
asked for
being,
a worshiper.
I know, but like at a distance, you know? Like it's just one dude and it's like... I'm kind of a loner. I don't want this responsibility is what I'm saying.
Should we take him out back?
No, oh, no, oh. Nah. Well, we'll think about it. Well, he's yeah. just saying
Zabbis,
he stands
don't...
really close.
This lizard is offering a safe passage and possibly some benefits of the lizard kind. I'm just saying we're getting the milk for free. We don't need to buy the cow.
Why
it's
is it milk?
It's
milk.
Always
milk.
Yeah.
Lizard man. Milk is probably going to be weird, right?
It's an idiom of my people. We can take the benefits without making any commitments.
Let's see what's in this wagon.
At least there's a limited number of milk metaphors.
Thank God.
You'd be surprised.
You're going to look in the wagon?
Yes.
The wagon is pretty well stuck in this bog. You can open up one of the windows and see in to see some of the goods, but they're pretty muddy and murky, too.
Well,
the only thing that you could really grab without help is some like bolts of cloth. And other than that, there's like boxes and crates, and those are all like pretty stuck in the mud.
But we can get those out, right?
Hey, lizard. Let's get the lizard king to bring lizards here,
oh.
and they can all pull this wagon out.
Yeah.
I told them to.
Yeah, is it such that we cannot do this on our own? With time, I have a crowbar. A crowbar can do a lot.
I also have a crowbar.
And I have 6 vials of colored liquid.
I'm proficient. How is that helpful? Does that make a difference?
I mean, it would if the wagon was like not stuck in a swamp. You would know how to drive it.
So there's no way we can pull it out?
It's pretty stuck.
I think we try to enlist these lizards.
This is just...
But I believe we should rest first so that we all have our spell slots recharged and she can do that lightning trick. Well, she probably can't do it again. He can't. Probably do it again.
You don't,
it
like you don't know that. You don't know what
you
that
had
was.
A surprised look on your face, and I have some pretty good...
I wasn't surprised. It was... I just get really impressed with myself sometimes.
Wait, yeah, Zabbis, we didn't really talk about what the fuck happened.
Yeah, because I don't recall you saying, hold on, I'm going to lightning bolt all these guys. Didn't
Zabbis.
You say you were going to do
the
some
element,
kind of freeze ray first?
The element of surprise. I'm so good at magic that I can say one spell and another thing will happen because I think...
Oh, is that what being good is?
Yeah, it is. I'm very
Should she have to roll a persuasion against us to make us believe that?
No, because
party
like,
members,
you're just talking.
Zabbis, did you mean to hit 2 lizards and 2 frogs?
I knew
that also seems suspect.
The 2 lizards were right in front
we
of Fletch and I.
We had a strategy.
I did shoot you with an arrow once.
I knew so. That this would all happen.
The lizard folk pulls on Zabbis's robes
oh,
and like
God.
Points in a direction and then makes a gesture like magic. Gesture.
Yeah.
And then points in a direction again.
Okay.
Zabbis, could you ask your follower to keep watch while we rest?
She can't, but I can talk to my lizard guys and then they could talk
oh,
to
can
me.
Can we name
Lord.
Him Pizza?
Pizza?
Pizza
yeah.
the lizard.
Oh, Pizza the lizard. Okay. Lizard guys.
Yes. Specifically the
lizard
guys.
Can you ask this charming lizard man who we've deemed pizza. You don't have to tell him that. But can you ask him to keep watch over us while we take a rest in this swamp?
I can ask him. He asks him, but then the lizard guy just again pulls on Zabbis's robes and points.
Hey.
Like he's in a hurry.
I just
he's really
like,
excited about Zabbis.
Don't touch. No touch, please.
Yeah, tell him not to touch.
No touch. Thank you. No pictures.
I have no spell slots. I have 7 HP.
Maybe he knows a place, like maybe he's taking us to a nice inn.
In a swamp?
Could you ask him what sort of accommodations are available?
He said there's a lizard king. I don't know.
So is he just, he's just tugging on my robe or whatever?
And then pointing in a direction.
Can I just like kind of let him pull me towards where he's trying to pull me?
Sure.
Okay, I do that.
All right, he takes Zabbis and retreats into the swamp.
Oh, Zabbis, shit.
No!
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, we have
like,
to follow!
Take,
like,
let's follow
guys,
Zabbis.
Guys, we have to run!
Let's follow her.
I ask, Margarine, in your mind, is it a cheese pizza?
Of course it's a cheese pizza.
I like you, Margarine.
Hey, everybody, Gressel here with some mid-game announcements, and then we're going to get you back to the action. Thanks so much for listening to episode 3 of D&D&D. The response to the first couple episodes has been outrageously incredible. We're all so happy so many of you have enjoyed our story and these wacky characters. It means so much that you guys have jumped on this new project so quickly and are just all in right away. It's very humbling. It's inspiring. We're all very excited. So thank you so much for being a part of this. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast provider of choice and rate and review us on that app, whatever it may be. It really helps us out to get the ratings up and help other people see what listeners like you think of the show. So please leave a review on whatever app that you are using to listen. And be sure to follow us on social media at DNDNDpod on Twitter and DNDNDpod on Instagram. We're sharing some videos and pictures and stuff from when we recorded the episodes throughout the run here on Instagram. So check that out and email us at DNDNDpod@gmail.com. Thanks to everyone who has tweeted about the show. People like Catherine at PurpleRobin12 on Twitter, who says, "This podcast is so much fun to listen to. Had to try not to laugh on my commute home, mostly from James's frog voice and Juno crying face emoji. Can't wait for next Monday, Blue Heart." Well, next Monday is now, Catherine, so I hope you're enjoying today's episode. And thanks to people like Alexander Taiga for producing some of the show's first fan art, including depicting the infamous scene with Margarine and the giant toad. Really, really great work, Alex Xavier, and I'm sorry, I probably said your last name wrong. But thanks for the art, we really appreciate it, and everybody gets a little visual to go along with that iconic moment. This episode will do it for the Swamp Quest, we're gonna wrap it up here in the next few minutes, and then Wednesday we'll start a new adventure with a new meal. And buckle up, because we got a string of really fun episodes coming up. It's some of my favorite from the first season here that we recorded, and I'm really excited to get them out and have everybody listen to them, including the origin of Do What's Fun. You guys get to finally hear why we've kind of latched on to this as the kind of thesis for this whole project. So really excited for that. Be sure to subscribe. It's coming up in the next couple weeks. And yeah, thanks so much to everybody for listening. We're going to get right back to it and do what's fun. As you follow the lizard person, the fog in the swamp gets denser and thicker, and the air gets even more kind of like acidic and starts to kind of like you have to kind of like squint because it's bugging you just a little bit. And then you enter like really rough, shitty kind of like wooden gate kind of structure where there's like signposts and like warnings, and there's lizard folk all over the place. Mm. But the one that's leading you is saying things in Draconic, and they're like cool with you guys because he's pointing to Zabbis.
I lift my arms like outstretched and let them worship me as their god.
Hey, I'm guessing that the one who actually witnessed your powers is going to be the most into you, you know?
He's pretty in, like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
won't stop.
So here, why don't you take this gator tooth necklace and then make a public show of like putting it on him, and maybe his brethren will respect him more and listen to him, and he's into you.
That's a great idea.
I
do that.
He's super pumped.
Yeah.
All
right. He's like looking at it like the kid who got the towel from Mean Joe Green. Like he's like super into this necklace. And he like leads you in. There's like shitty to you modern people, but kind of impressive for lizards. There's like little children lizards, and you're in like the lizard village in this swamp. In the center is like this really big swampy pool with like a structure next to it that your like lizard buddy Pizza leads you into. A lizard folk who has like a set of like bronze scale armor. He like motions and he says things in Draconic, and he motions to Zabbis. He like says excited things to the lizard king, and then like is like, look at this cool necklace I got, and then like bows towards Zabbis.
I give a big thumbs up to the lizard king. Oh yeah, I use dancing lights, and I make dancing lights.
Okay, what do your dancing lights do?
They're blue and red, and like colors that like wouldn't be in the swamp, like blue and purple, like,
and you make them,
and
like,
they're
dance,
like, it's
right?
Like a disco party.
Everyone loses their shit.
Yeah.
They are into it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I have a giant boner. This is the best day of my life.
Jesus Juno crying. Cannot believe that the two people he thought were the most useless are saving the fucking day.
Yeah. All I can hear right now is the Ewok music from Star Wars, like the end where it's like, da 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 da. So like the little baby lizard.
Both of you get inspiration for James. Yay. James for suggesting color spray. Yay. And Chelsea for doing the disco light. So the lizard king comes up to you and says, in common, you...
Oh.
Wizard, question mark.
No, what? Me. So, oh, is that condescending? Like, I'm a...
Actually.
I know.
Mansplain.
I am a sorcerer.
And then he's like more impressed by that.
Yeah.
All right.
He says, we want magic. Magic rare for lizard. Our god want magic, need magic. Can you give us magic?
Can I make a check to see if I can teach them a very simple sleight of hand trick? Can I teach the lizard king
magic?
Yeah, how to like make a coin come out from behind someone's ear?
I guess persuasion.
Yeah,
is that
this is gonna be tough.
I just want to teach him.
Yeah.
And he can impress all his friends. 20.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Jesse's is the first nat 20.
Oh god. Yeah, it is.
You successfully teach the lizard king how to make a coin disappear on someone's ear.
Oh.
And they are loving it.
From every angle. You can't figure it out.
The lizard king says, me Throck, king of lizard people. We like you, sorcerer. You have done us great kindness. What can Throck and Throck's people do for you?
Perfect
opportunity. Buddy, there's this wagon out in the swamp where we came from. We really want that wagon and everything that's in it. It's really important to us. It is for magic studies, for us to make better magic. It's
He's
important.
Into it.
Yeah.
He's very intrigued by, more magic.
Yeah, magic good. I will teach you in return how to turn one ball into two balls, into three balls, and then back to one ball.
We could use more of things and then less things here in our village. Sometimes we have too many things and we could be like, maybe we would like less.
Yeah. Here's the thing though, it has to be a thing you can fit under a cup. Or else I can't. That's the thing.
Throck likes this deal.
Okay, good.
He yells in Draconic at like some nearby lizards and explains to them, and then they gather like a lizard posse.
Can we name the lizard posse?
Sure.
What's a group of lizards called?
I don't know why. My first thought was like a thrall of lizards. Thrall I don't think lizards. That's right.
I was gonna say we just name all like pizza toppings.
Or like
pepperoni and
Little Caesar and Papa John's. <Little Caesar.
laughs> How many good. Lizards are there in the posse?
A group of lizards, according to Google, is called a lounge.
A lounge of lizards?
A lounge of lizards.
Okay.
But how many lizards?
It's a pizza lounge.
It's a bunch. Eight lizards.
That's a lot.
It's a pizza party.
It might be hard for us to tell them apart.
Whoa. We just need them to pull it.
Let's go get that wagon.
Yeah, so
Let's get that wagon.
Yeah, you go back to the wagon and they...
The pizza party.
The pizza party. They all use their lizard folkness. They can breathe underwater, so they get in the swampy marshy bits and lift the wagon up out onto drier land. Then they're like, okay, here it is. And Throck is like, okay, sorcerer, we got this out. Show us more magic.
Uh-huh. I have my watercolor set. I take one of the paintbrushes and I do this with it, and it's a rubber paintbrush.
Just wiggling the paper up and down.
That looks really good.
It's a podcast, Chelsea.
I know, but you all know what's up. I'm doing the rubber pencil trick, and it's very impressive.
Really good really at that. Good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now they're suddenly
we're
on guard.
Oh.
Why?
And they're like, oh, we're not going to give you this wagon unless you give us your magic paintbrush.
Oh. Okay. Here you go. But okay, hey, is my buddy here?
Yeah, he's the one who's talking to you.
Pizza.
Okay. I pull him aside and I tell him how to do the magic paintbrush trick. So
okay.
He knows.
Oh, okay.
Wait, the first lizard folk or Throck, the lizard king?
I
tell the king how to do
it. Oh, yeah, okay.
And I tell, that's the magic paintbrush, and I give it to him.
Cool. He turns around and holds it up, and then they all bow to it like the natives at the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then he says, Tumrog will love the magic paintbrush. Thank you, sorcerer, for all of your magical aid. Beware the bullywogs as you leave this swamp.
Zabas, could you ask what
Tumrog
is?
What is that?
He said
that
the Tumrog would be pleased.
Who's Tumrog?
Tumrog is our master, our lord and master.
Oh, no.
All these masters.
All these
Throck
just goes
has a,
forever.
Another master?
Yeah, he's probably a reaper.
This is
manager.
A lizard. This is the lizard king you're talking to.
Yeah.
I'm saying he has a master?
He has a master.
Is he a lizard?
Cool?
Is it lizards all the way down?
He's lizard-like.
Okay.
Can they guide us out of here? Grant us safe passage out of the swamp with all of our goods?
I would... Maybe Tumrog could hear about
he
this
said
once
Tumrog
we're safely out of the swamp.
He's lizard-like.
Can I do a check to, guess what Tumrog is?
Yes, you can do an intelligence check.
Ooh.
19.
Nice.
You suspect that Tumrog might be a... Black dragon?
Yep.
Oh.
Whoa. That's what I was going to ask. Dragon or lizard-like makes me nervous.
Okay.
Perhaps we
although not all
can
dragons
make
are
our
mean.
Way out.
That's
soon.
True. Dragons are intelligent and can be.
Guys, you remember how there's a bunch of gems in our wagon?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Heard once in a book, dragons like gems.
Well, let's see if they're still there. What's in this wagon?
Yeah, what's in the wagon?
All right, you're going to look in the wagon?
Yeah.
Okay, you look in the wagon. The lizard folk kind of go away.
Okay, bye.
Oh, bye.
You look
they
in the wagon.
Wait, my
they
friend.
Can't stay to escort us
I
out.
Flip him a coin and wink at him.
Would any of them stay to give a safe passage out?
Throck leaves you two lizard folk to escort you out.
Okay. Thanks, Throck.
Thanks, Throck.
And he's like, you are a friend of Tumrog. Tumrog.
Tumrog.
Tumrog.
Just let Tumrog know that.
Yeah, you know.
In the wagon, you find two opaque white gemstones, a pale blue-green gemstone, a red and black striped gem, and two quartzes. They're all worth 50 gold apiece, and that's a total of 650 gold gems.
Anything else in that?
There is
Margarine pockets those gems.
There's a set of bone dice.
Wait, no, hang on. We got a pause.
Too late. I did it.
Oh, no, we saw.
Smelt it, dealt it.
Margarine, is that
I thought
the way
that
we're
was like
this?
A idiom that was from your world.
No.
Only after
we
too
do
much
very
milk.
Well with dairy. Is this not to be divided equally? Margarine?
Fine. And I take them back out
Taking
of my pocket.
All of the gemstones?
And I hold them in my hand in front of me. Until we decide to divvy them up equally.
What else?
You also find a set of bone dice.
I grab those.
Margarine.
Sorry.
A mirror set, 3 bolts of silk. All of these things are worth 25 gold apiece.
What about
But they're kind of muddy, so they probably wouldn't sell for that in their current condition.
What about the magical cape that we've heard about?
You also find a crate that has some potions, a couple of which are broken, but the ones that haven't spilt, the rangers recognize one of them as a potion of animal friendship. There's another potion, a red potion that you can't identify immediately. And then there's a couple scrolls that appear to be magic in nature. But you'd have to inspect them further to know exactly what is their deal.
Well, Zaba should expect those.
And then inside of a chest, small chest, folded up, is a robe with all kinds of patches sewn on it, depicting pictures of all kinds of things.
Like what?
Like
war or like sex?
No, like items, like things.
Did you say sex?
It's a porn robe.
Porn robe.
Smutty, smutty robe.
Zabas, that sounds like you.
I know, I call that robe.
There's two patches that have daggers on them, one patch per dagger. There's a patch with a lantern, there's a patch with a mirror.
Is this a Boy Scout robe?
Sounds like it.
There's a patch with a rope, a patch with a sack, there's a patch with...
Are these patches over pouches?
No, they're just patches sewn into the side of the
robe.
That's
an interesting idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, this is my robe full
you
of
just get those
it's
things.
Like a Mary Poppins robe.
Yeah. I mean, those patches might
denote
what the
There's a patch with a ladder. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
And that's kind of... And then there's, like, spoiled food and stuff.
No weapons?
No weapons.
Okay.
So our agreement to Kif was to return the wagon, but that we would ourselves divvy up the goods.
That's
that
true. Is the
correct
wagon in running condition?
Because you have two lizard folk that really revere... Zabas, and because Zabas is proficient with vehicles,
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you can get the lizard folk to drag the wagon out of the swamp.
Hell
yeah!
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Slavery.
Yay! No, it's called favors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friendship.
There's favors a fine line between slavery and favors.
It's their favor to us for not zapping them into oblivion.
Yeah.
We did kill a bunch of their friends.
They think that Zabas is... hella powerful.
More like zap them into oblivion.
Yeah.
Shall we divvy up these goods among ourselves equally?
I'm so cool here.
I thought you said you were cool.
I mean, I am, but like this is like its own brand of cool that I'm really digging right now.
Marjorie is very impatient and just puts the gems back in her pockets.
Yeah, we saw that.
Don't care.
Marjorie.
Okay, we'll handle that later.
Will we? Should we handle it now?
Aren't we getting on this wagon and heading out of the swamp?
Yeah, I mean, if you want.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get back to Kip.
Dibs on the animal friendship potion.
We'll divide it later on the way in.
Yeah, calm down.
Juno eyes flex suspiciously.
Okay.
You weirdos with your possession hoarding don't need this stuff.
Fletch, you don't like owning things?
No, although the potions are the only thing that...
Are you sure you don't want these nice ivory dice?
It does look nice to me.
I don't need dice.
What about this
what are you doing over there?
Mirror set. You could look at your hot, hot face.
I might use a mirror set.
Okay.
Zabas, I'm just wondering, what will you do with this robe if it is in fact a source of magic?
Oh, keep it. I don't have any grand plans. I'll use it to do good by all.
Good.
And myself.
I've got my eye on you, Zabas.
Why?
Don't worry about Juno.
Juno, we're a team.
Yeah.
And teams.
We have a song and everything.
I think
we
he's
trust each
jealous.
Other and we stick together.
Yes, and we share, don't we?
I think he's.
Maybe.
Like, do you
see?
Oh,
okay, Margarine.
You see how popular I was? But I was like prom queen, and he's jealous of me.
You want to be prom queen?
Yeah, that's why I felt like...
Wouldn't you be prom king?
Well, I would say the prom queen is arguably the more popular of the two.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I guess, yeah, when I think back on my high school experience...
There's no horror movie called Prom King.
You're right, there's not. Yeah. Okay, Zabas, I get it.
All right, so you've reached the edge of the swamp where the swamp bleeds into, like, field. The lizard folk wave and bid you adieu.
Do they? Or should we just make them fucking take us all the way into town? Because they worship you.
This is slavery.
I mean, how the hell else are we going to
do
this?
I don't want to leave them without their king. That's shitty.
They don't. They seem to be like, we've gotten to the end of the swamp. Our duty is done.
They have done their duty out of fear, I might add.
Fear of
or
death.
I'm just.
How are we going to get this wagon
of course.
Further?
I have proficiency in vehicles.
Yeah, but
dude.
A wagon needs to be drawn by a force.
Are I say gonna... the two tallest oh. men carry the wagon.
Yeah, elf boy.
I assumed it drove itself.
Perhaps there is a farm nearby willing to lend a horse, or we can trade a gemstone for one.
Wait, guys, that robe that we got had a horse patch on it.
What?
Remember?
Yeah.
We looked at it, and there was a horse patch on it.
What are you suggesting?
Maybe if I do something, a horse will come out of it.
Try to make a horse.
I'm going to... Can I roll to make a horse?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's powerful magic. Oh!
I am a god! I am a god!
Show us that horse!
Show us that horse!
It's episode two! Make a horse!
Zabbis reaches for the robe and then suddenly has a moment of understanding and flings the robe around his shoulders, slips his arms through the armholes, and then reaches for the patch that depicts the horse, tears it off the robe, and throws it forward, where it erupts into a living, breathing
Dude,
horse.
Dude, I made a fucking horse.
You are
God.
God.
Okay.
Zabbis recognizes the robe now as a robe of many things.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Can we call him Butter?
Yes. He likes sugar cubes.
Yeah, he does.
Butter the Magical Horse.
This is a name that I like as well.
Yeah. Let's try not to think about the fact that we went on a whole journey to possibly get this robe that so far its purpose is just to get us back from the journey to get the rope.
But now we have a horse many forever. Uses.
I know.
And Marjorie has a bunch of gemstones in her pocket. Let's not forget about those.
And I'm a god now.
So I guess you're going to take the wagon back to town? I don't want to assume.
Well, no, that's a great question. Well, we need to get the wagon to Kif.
Knight's Pass.
And then after that, we'll decide if we part ways or what we do next.
Yeah. I don't want to part ways.
I
didn't
want
to assume anything.
Let's just get back to Kif.
Okay.
And give him his wagon.
As we go, let's be wary in case that...
Shut up, Juno. Let's just go.
All right, then. Let's not fucking be on watch, Margarine, for thieves trying to take our robe from us. Whatever. Or your gemstones.
That's for me to worry about.
We're fighting.
What else? Have great hearing. I think we'll be okay.
You're journeying back to town. You go unmolested. And
shows you, Juno.
You return to...
It's never a bad idea to be on guard.
You return to the last place you saw Kif, which was the academy, the Wizards Academy of Knight's Pass. And I guess you knock on the door, presumably. I don't want to assume. You knock on the door. Thanks for the foley, Juno.
Yeah.
And a wizard answers the door and says, "Yes, can I help you?"
Yo, where Kif at?
Oh, yes. Kif, young Master Kif, a bit of a taste for the drink, but he seems to be doing quite well here. Are you friends of his? This guy sounds
we
like the wizard.
Associates of his.
Yeah, no, we're friends.
Yeah, we set out on a quest for him.
Yeah,
we go way
we
back.
We did him a solid.
Yeah.
Well, let me see if I can rouse him from his studies. And then he
by studies he means drink.
He retreats and closes the door on you, and then you just kind of wait there for a little while. And then he comes back and says, "Are you by chance the adventurers who have gone to retrieve Master Kif's wagon?"
No.
That's us.
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry, I sounded like I screamed no just then, but I was just alerted, and it was an old woman noise.
She makes those.
Sorry,
yes,
yeah.
I'm very familiar with old people noise. If you cannot see from my long white beard, I am an old wizard.
You're very
an old
dapper.
Lizard?
An old wizard.
Oh, I'm sorry. You sound like a lizard, and I thought you said lizard.
I get that a lot. But I spoke to Kif, and he seems to be very appreciative of the fact that you brought him to our academy, where he is excelling quite nicely, if I do say so myself. And he says that you can just sell the wagon. He doesn't need it anymore.
Oh. What?
No.
We got a wagon.
I don't like this. No, produce Kif.
But he also would like to give you this bag of gold as a thank you for all the trouble that you went through.
I'm very suspicious of this. I want to see Kif and talk to him.
Just
don't look a gift wagon or a gift horse literally in the mouth.
I'm just saying I want to talk to Kif.
You gonna punch him?
I will not punch him.
Don't punch Kif.
It could be
please.
Perfectly innocent. I just want to make sure that these are Kif's words. And why? That the wizard is not taking advantage.
Why does it matter if we get gold, the wagon,
we
all the
stuff? Are we not Kif's friends, as we have stated?
Not really,
no,
dude.
Not really.
We straight up lied. We're like to that old dude. We're not really his friends. It was a white lie.
Could we
I guess.
Just stop it and say hi to Kif? Could I?
I mean, if Juno wants to go say hi.
I mean, I'm not really supposed to let non-wizards into the academy.
See, it's like a club.
Could
man.
Kif come to the door briefly?
I mean, I can ask him.
Just let him have a little spadook.
Spadook? spadook. Yes, of course. The hidden old people word for a conversation. I forgot.
Obviously.
You'll excuse this old brain.
it's not much more than a lizard brain after all. Yeah. I mean, wizard brain.
I guess I can go see if I can bring Kif to the door. Oh God, what was Kif's voice? Kif was drunk. Okay. So
my question's already answered. I was legitimately concerned.
The wizard goes and closes the door, and then suddenly behind you, Kif appears.
Behind
magically.
Whoa. I see you're learning quite a lot of this school, okay?
And then he vomits.
Oh, oh God.
But not quite enough.
Is that a side effect of teleportation, or is that just you?
No, I am drunk.
It is good to see you in fine spirits.
Spirits. Spirits. That's good. That's funny.
We have...
You brought the wagon.
Yeah.
But you brought the wagon.
Yeah, but you said we could keep it, right?
Yeah, I don't need it. I'm actually really sorry.
Focus. Okay, look at me.
Kif, slow down.
Look at me. How many fingers am I holding up?
You're very small. It's hard to tell.
Oh, boy.
But I'm actually very happy as the spells. What's it called? A wizard. I'm happy. I'm much happier now learning the magics than I was as a merchant, and the journey from place names are hard was really difficult, and I didn't really get much out of it. I lost my wagon in the swamp. That was not a pro move.
Mm. No,
but I did the teleport thing, and that was pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
that was pretty impressive.
And then you vomited.
And then drunk.
Baby steps.
Okay.
You know, I have a problem, guys.
We know. We're aware.
You know,
of
we've solved one problem of yours already. I think these other demons are your own.
The best gift you could have possibly given me is this new lease on magical life. So the wagon's yours. Whatever's in the wagon, have it. I see you found a robe because you got the horse. That's pretty neat. Magic horse, right?
Yeah,
that was really cool.
That's pretty.
We all screamed.
Cool.
His name's Butter.
Good magic horse name.
Yeah.
I gave the old man a bag of gold. Did he give you the bag of gold? Because you should have just left. I had to teleport up here. Like, I could be learning new magic.
Did anyone grab the gold when the guy gave it to us?
Oh, no, it's in one of my pockets. Don't worry, I got it.
Well, you got it?
I got it.
So okay. That's like wizard gold.
Kif, we just wanted to make sure you were fine and see you.
Juno wanted
Juno
to make
Juno
sure you were fine.
Was the one
make sure
that,
you weren't
you're the guy who punched a guy.
That's a good memory, yeah.
Just wanted to see your pallid face
Juno
again.
Juno was like about to start a podcast investigating your well-being. It was real close.
Where is Kif?
But I'm doing great. Thank you guys. But go with gods.
Thanks. Hey, and try to get on that wagon, huh?
This wagon?
No, sobriety.
Because this wagon I don't need anymore.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Sorry, we shouldn't have used that metaphor with an actual wagon. That was kind of the basis of our entire relationship right next to us. So
yeah.
Yeah. Just stay dry.
I'm gonna go, and then he like waves his arms to teleport again, and like says spell words, but then doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, buddy.
So then he tries to walk up the stairs, but then trips, and then walks up the stairs, and then like, bye, and then goes inside.
Oh, Kif, it's so depressing.
Real happy I'll never have to see that guy again.
That reminds me of our first encounter with Juno.
Memories.
Still here.
Memories.
All right, guys, let's head to the Black Oak Inn.
Oh, yeah. Margarine knows the town.
Yeah.
Is this a different inn than the previous inn we
were in?
This
is an inn, not
a tavern. That was a scale scraper tavern.
I've spent a lot of time outside of civilization.
There are beds in an inn, and there are no beds in a tavern.
From where you are at the academy, it's only a short walk toward the...
Walk? We have a magic horse.
I guess that's true. You can take the wagon.
Yeah.
No, there's a wagon. There's a wagon.
You only fit in the wagon.
It's just a short walk to the Black Oak Inn, so named because it sits not far from the giant black magic oak walls of the castle. So it's a pretty good size inn. It's one of the best inns in town. And I guess you go inside and get a room?
Rest.
Yeah, sleep.
Rest for a night.
D&D&D is executive produced, written, and edited by me, James Gressel. Co-produced and additional mixing by Joel Arnold. Our original music is by Jeremy Nisato. Hear more of Jeremy's music at jeremynisato.com. D&D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, Mike Saigan, and Joel Arnold. Next time on D&D&D, we think that this merchant in town is responsible because he came in real recently... And then suddenly our crops all died, but he's been selling food in town, and he's been making a ton of money. So we think, according to this information from this woods witch, that he's an evil wizard who is controlling these blights, but we just can't prove it. And his name is Zemem Brevrisk.
What? I'm sorry, what?
What was that?
What's
I'm sorry.
The man breakfast?